So it's weird. I stalked you and then followed you on Twitter because I found a Tumblr post that you did that I thought was hilarious.
Which one did I do?
The funny thing is that I can't remember it now, but it had something to do with Chris Pine. And at the bottom of it, you were like, if you think this is funny, you should follow me on Twitter. And I did.
Of course it had to do with Chris Pine. Of course it did.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Culture Time podcast. This is Hemel. And today we have a really super special guest. It's Rachel Leishman, who I have actually never spoken to before. We've just interacted on Twitter. So this is a big thrill for me. Rachel, welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Rachel is a writer, and you can find her stuff on Cultress. But we're here to talk about Wonder Woman.
Yes.
I'm going, Mother. If you choose to leave, you may never return. Who will I be if I stay?
To the war.
Well, technically the war is that way, but we gotta go this way first.
How can a woman fight in this?
Ooh. Who is this young woman?
She's my,
Diana, Princess of Themis.
Prince, Diana Prince.
It's exciting for me to be able to fangirl about stuff and to have somebody else to fangirl with. I loved Wonder Woman and I loved every single bit of it. Can you start with like your favorite scene?
Whoa, okay.
I know. It's like, it's tough, right?
Okay. Describe what kind of favorite scene you're looking for here. Do you want like a legitimate favorite scene or like a scene that I'm like, that's my favorite for a really dumb reason?
Oh, well, I will say one of my favorite scenes is easily the one where they're walking down the street in London and she sees a baby. And it's just because of her reaction, right? She's like, oh, it's a baby. Like, and you get everything about the character in that one scene. She's naive and she's tough, but she's not condescending, right? Like, she's just genuinely filled with joy at seeing a baby. And then you've got Chris Pine kind of trying to rein her in and be like, oh, you can't just pick up a random baby on the street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so, like, my serious, like, favorite scene is when they're standing and she kills Ludendorff and she thinks she killed Ares.
Mm-hmm.
She is like, my mother was right. They don't deserve you. And then Steve is like, maybe we don't, but it's not about what we deserve. It's about what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that because it showed a conflict in her that we had never seen. Like, it was like the first time that she was like, the world of man isn't what I thought it was. And the man who's showing her that there is still that compassion is trying to like get her to realize, no, that there is good. And if you just look at it a certain way,
mm-hmm.
I just really like that moment.
Yeah, it's true, because up until then, there's very clear definitive of good and bad. Right. And she's finally starting to see like the complexity of like, okay, men can actually be good and evil, but they're still worth saving. So there's so much about Wonder Woman that I love. And the one thing is the opening scene that I found, I was really surprised at myself, is that when I first was in the movie theater and they're on the island and there's all these women in charge and being warriors, I found myself actually like choking up, like getting like teary eyed about it, because I was like, this is incredible. And it's something that I've never seen in a movie before. Did you have a similar reaction at any point in the movie?
Oh, I cried throughout the whole thing.
And I'm generally not like, I'm not a sentimental, emotional person. So I was like, what am I feeling right now? It was very weird.
Oh, see, I am. I recently just watched all of Chris Pine's movies, and there are movies that are terrible that I found myself crying in. Like, I cry in everything. But there's something like about this, like, I cried when I saw this little girl like wanting to fight.
Yes.
Because I have a little niece, and like she's so excited because for Christmas I'm buying her Wonder Woman. She's like, we're going to watch Wonder Woman, right? And I was like, me and you will watch Wonder Woman, because like she will talk to me about it all the time. Like, she knows, like, she sees Wonder Woman, she goes, that's Wonder Woman. And if she sees a picture of Chris Pine, she goes, that's Wonder Woman's boyfriend. Like, that's who that is.
How old is she? Because
she's six.
So I've got nieces as well, and they're much younger. They're 3 and 5 and a half, I think. So 5. They're too young to watch this version of Wonder Woman, but they came to my birthday party and they were both dressed up as Wonder Woman, like the cape and everything. And they were so, so excited. And I think that was part of it. And I hope, you know, when they get older, they do get to see it.
Yeah. And that's why, like, when I was going to take her this summer, but it was like can she? And I think with the DVD, it's like, if she's scared, I can shut it off. And it's not like a movie theater.
Yeah.
So, but it was like watching this little girl, like, fighting and getting really excited. I got emotional when Diana first like hits her gauntlets together and like Ivy throwing flying back. I did get emotional when they started fighting, but I didn't really cry when Antiope was dying, because I was laughing so hard at the fact that Steve Trevor shoots a guy from behind his back.
I don't remember that part, but the Antiope dying, I wish they could have done a lot more with that. I felt like they sped it up.
Well, I think it's because Antiope isn't really dead. Like, I guess there's already spoilers that she's in Justice League and stuff. Like, I think...
Oh, wait, she is?
There's spoilers that she might be in Justice League.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better. I assumed that they had kind of glossed over her death. Like, they just moved on from it very quickly when she's obviously this huge influence on Diana. So yeah. I'm glad to hear that.
I also think I only noticed the Steve Trevor thing because I'm fine-tuned to just, like, he moves and I'm, like, looking at him.
Wait, I want to back up to the fact that you watched all of Chris Pine's movies recently. What's the weirdest thing that you got emotional at?
Oh, my God. Okay, so there's this movie called Blind Dating.
I've seen it.
It's so bad.
It's so bad.
First of all, he
plays a blind guy, right?
A blind Italian kid.
Yeah.
But there's this moment where they do this surgery so he can see, and he sees his family for the first time, and he starts crying, and I was, like, bawling my eyes out. Blind Dating. Like, this is terrible. Also, there was some other dumb movie that I watched, and I was like, this is great. I was, like, crying over it, and I'm like, this movie sucks.
I haven't watched some of his starring vehicles. Like, I haven't watched Unstoppable. I think I watched the Jack Ryan thing like halfway through before it just became unbearable. I thought he was fine in that movie, except most of the movie itself was kind of garbage.
A little bit.
And I know we're supposed to be talking about Wonder Woman, but I will say that my maybe last word on Chris Pine here is that he was really great in Horrible Bosses. I was like, oh, he's fantastic in this movie.
I love him in Horrible Bosses.
He's so fun. Yeah, he's really fun, and he definitely understands that he's the butt of the joke. Like, he's the handsome guy, and that's what they're going to make fun of. It's perfect for him.
Yeah.
All right, getting back to Wonder Woman. Sorry about that. What about Patty Jenkins?
I love Patty more than anything in this world.
What else has she done?
She did Monster.
Okay.
Which is about Eileen Wuornos. Mm-hmm. And then she had done a lot of TV, but Monster was like her break. Like, everyone all of a sudden knew who Patty was because of Monster.
That was the Charlize Theron one, right?
Yeah, where Charlize Theron won the Oscar.
Yeah. I think it's incredible. Like, I generally cannot tell you, I don't know enough film to be like, oh, well, that was a female director. Like, obviously, the product itself, I can't distinguish that. But you can just tell with how Wonder Woman treats women, it's with so much respect that you don't really see anywhere else in cinema. And I have to think that part of it is because Patty is a woman behind the camera.
Oh, hands down. And like, the way that Patty leads her life is like, while I love Gal Gadot, and Gal Gadot is like the nicest, and she's like inspirational to all these little girls, Patty Jenkins is the most like Wonder Woman out of all of them. Like, she sits there and is like, all she is compassion, compassion, and compassion. Like, fans will say these weird stories. Like, I've been to 2 Q&As that she's been to. Mm-hmm. She is just all about, like, being there for everybody. And I think, and so, like, Gal Gadot is, like, this beautiful, amazing figure for these kids. But it's just, like, the way Patty leads. I'm like, that's why that film worked. Because it's someone like Gal to, like, lead in and be like, I am Wonder Woman. But with someone who basically is Wonder Woman behind the camera, like, directing the movie to go that way.
No, agree. And I try not to know too much about actors or actresses just because I don't want them to ruin the role for me, right? Like, I don't want to suddenly find out that Gal Gadot is a horrible person because I don't want that to affect my enjoyment of Wonder Woman. And I will say that I have like stalked Chris Pine as much as you can stalk a celebrity on the internet. And I'm really happy that he's not on social media because, again, I don't want him to turn out to be a total weirdo. And then it kind of ruins, you know, all these movies that he's in.
Yeah. And I think like the Gal Gadot is very smart about that. Like she knows like, oh, I'm Wonder Woman. I can't like posting these thing. And like, she's very smart about it. And I think she has a great team behind her. So like, even if she was a bad person, they're going to be like, you're Wonder Woman. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. But I think this movie just like picks so many amazing people. And like, I love Lucy Davis. She's one of my friends, who played Etta.
Oh yeah. She's fantastic. You know, I didn't realize that. I saw this article like on IO9, I think, that was like the secret history of Etta in the comic books. Like she's this awesome baller Wonder Woman best friend. And in the comics, like she's incredible.
Yeah, I think what I really liked about Patty did was she picked characters. Like, people know that Wonder Woman eventually, like, in some versions is with Superman and or Batman, but in most of them, Steve Trevor is, like, her Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people just, like, kind of forgot that that's a thing, because with Wonder Woman, it's, which I think I really enjoy, it's either you just think about Wonder Woman, or you think about like those two, which I'm like, that's fine. I like her in Superman and her in Batman, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like the stickler for like Batman goes with Catwoman, Superman goes with Lois Lane.
Right. All the ships must stay in their lane.
This is how comics work.
So it's so it's interesting to me because the bigger theme about Wonder Woman is that the success of it has actually caused DC to rethink like their entire Justice League franchise because I mean, I don't know how you feel about those movies. I'm not the biggest fan. I've watched all of them and will continue to watch them, but you know, Wonder Woman is easily the best.
Oh, hands down. I mean, my family's always been bigger well, we're like a weird mix. We're a weird mix of everything. We both love, me and my brother are like the same in what we like.
Mm-hmm.
Both love Star Wars and Star Trek. We both love DC and Marvel, which is like, now it's more acceptable. But for years, it was like, you liked one or the other.
Yeah.
Like both. But we've always kind of leaned more, that's not even proper English. We've always kind of leant more towards like the DC universe than the Marvel one. And so for me, seeing Man of Steel, I was like, yes, good Superman movie. I don't care that it's boring. Like, good Superman. And then Batman vs. Superman, my brother and I saw twice in a weekend because we were like, this is good. And then we watched it, like, now we're like, there are good parts to this movie, but it's not as good as we originally thought.
I watched it, when I first watched it, I remember just being completely bored. And actually, I had the opposite reaction. When I watched it the second time, I was like, all right, maybe it wasn't, I mean, it's still bad, but I liked it better the second time around.
Yeah, and I think what was, like, really fun for me was, first of all, okay, if we're looking at my list of boys,
yeah,
I would say it goes, like, Chris Pine, maybe, like, Evans, and then Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Like, Henry Cavill is up there. Like, I think he was chiseled out of marble from some Greek god.
His jawline is phenomenal.
It is beautiful. And what I love about them, like, the DC universe, is that Zack Snyder is like, I know. And, like, Patty did it, too. It's like, hey, while we're like, yeah, let's objectify the women for the men, we know that women are the ones who come to these movies.
Mm-hmm.
We're like, here's this scene of Superman ripping his shirt off because it's burnt. Here's Superman cooking eggs in a pair of gray sweatpants and no shirt. Here's Trevor butt-ass naked. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, thanks.
Well, like, it's about time that we get equal opportunity eye candy, right? I love this scene where he's cooking eggs because the eggs that he's cooking are so obviously fake. Like, those are the fakest eggs I've ever seen.
Yeah, but then it's like, what's funny though is like the first couple of times I'm like, I don't even notice the eggs. Like, I'm like, look at that man in gray sweatpants. Like, that's
you're like, wow. Yeah, and it's like domestic porn because he's like super hot. And he, like, comes in with a bag of groceries. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no way he can be Superman and go do the grocery shopping as well. Like, it's too much.
It's domestic porn, but it's also, like, thinking of that, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, my my future husband, Chris Pine, in a pair of gray sweatpants, cooking me breakfast. I'm like, also, though, he would need a shirt on because that's extremely dangerous.
Yeah, you get grease everywhere. Like, it's gonna burn you.
Yeah, I'm like, logically, I'm like, ooh, that's hot in theory, but ooh, you're burnt. Like, there is grease on your stomach.
So what do you think? So Patty signed on to do the sequel. What do you think about what will happen in the sequel? Are they going to bring Steve Trevor back? As far as I'm concerned, he's dead. But
no.
It's the comics, so people never really die.
Here's my theory.
Okay.
So Steve Trevor comes back in, like, multiple different ways in the comics.
Okay.
Like, in the TV show, I think it was like, oh, I'm Steve Trevor's grandson. And it was like the same actor.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I think, like, there's some where, like, Aphrodite brings him back from the dead. Like, the gods help Diana and bring him back. But I think what's going to happen, and right now they haven't announced when Flashpoint is.
Mm-hmm.
I think what's going to happen is that Barry is going to find out about Steve. And all of Flashpoint is going to happen because he tries to save Steve for Diana.
Whoa. So to backtrack for people that aren't super comic nerds, Barry is Barry Allen, who is the Flash, and Flashpoint is like the alternate timeline when Barry goes back in time, right?
Yeah. Well, normally it's to Barry goes back to save his mother, I think.
Yeah, well, I've been watching the CW Flash, and yes, he goes back in time to save his mom, and then that messes everything up, right?
Yeah. And so what I think is going to happen is either he goes back to save his mom and then it somehow has a ripple effect to where there's a bunch of different Steve Trevors that, like, come into play.
Oh, okay.
Because my friend and I talked about this the other day, because I think that's how they're going to bring back those characters that we loved so much from the first one, is that Barry basically creates, like, all the different Earths that Barry can jump from and all
that's
that kind
right.
of
stuff.
I think that would then, like, lead, like, oh, Edda in the 1980s, Edda in, like, 2000, like, and, like, everyone would kind of come from there.
Oh, yeah, that makes more sense, because I was wondering that even if they managed to save Steve from the explosion, he would be dead. Like, he's not going to make it to present day. Yeah.
Well, I think what we're going to get, and I would, like, die, I think in Justice League it's going to be, like, them always at, like, Wayne Manor, them always in, like, the Batcave. Like, everyone just kind of, like, doing Justice League things. And at the end, they all go, like, to their respective homes. Like, Diana opens the door and there's Steve Trevor.
That would be incredible. I haven't, like, delved too much into comic book culture or kind of all the animated stuff around it. So I'm very much just on the movies, right? The Superman movies. And then what kind of seems to permeate through to most of pop culture is like is that Batman and Superman kind of have this weird tense relationship where they hate each other but they end up really liking each other and they're like an odd couple, and then there's romantic tension between Wonder Woman and Batman, but it's never really like fully developed, right?
Yeah, like Wonder Bat is like everyone's wet dream in like the internet community. They're like, yeah, and I'm like, if you think logically, Wonder Woman wouldn't do that because she already lost Steve Trevor. And Batman is just a dude. Like, he's a human being. He's not. Like, logically, I'm always like, well, Superman makes the most sense because he is also immortal. And he'll eventually lose Lois and then be like, oh, wait. Like, I love Batman and Selina Kyle. But Batman also has, like, kids with two different women.
Yeah, all the comic book stuff to me gets really complicated because it starts to branch off in very weird directions.
Yeah, there's like different universe, and I'm like, look, give me a storyline. That's why I think I like the Marvel movies and like the DC, because they're like, here's the storyline we are following.
Yes.
This is what's happening in our storyline. We have five different universes. Like, this is it. And I'm like, thank you. I physically cannot follow when they're like, this is Earth 2, not Earth 1. I'm like, I don't, what, okay.
Well, I've been watching The Flash and all the Earth stuff, you really just have to go with it. After a while, I'm like, okay, there's Earth 38 and people are just moving back and forth between them. Like, it's no big deal. So at some point, I just like throw up my hands, but I agree with you. I think that, especially in the movies, it can't get that complicated, or I think it's really going to bog it down.
Yeah.
All right. So last question for you. Justice League, any predictions for what's going to happen?
Well, I said my dream.
Spoilers. Do you know any spoilers?
Well, I mean, obviously Superman's going to come back.
Yeah, Superman.
I'm excited for it because as much as, like, I don't like Joss Whedon, mm-hmm. he does do those movies well. Like, I don't want him to touch anything else. I want Batgirl taken away from him.
Yeah.
Because then him getting Batgirl means they learn nothing from Patty Jenkins having Wonder Woman. And I want, because I feel like those stories, like the origin stories of these characters that girls have idolized for years, need to be told by women.
I agree with that.
Yeah, not like a man's version of what this character is.
I think 100%, yep.
Barbara Gordon wouldn't be the Barbara Gordon we know and love. And I love her, so I'm like, don't.
I don't want him to just make her a different kind of Buffy, you know? So I'm not attached to Batgirl in any way, but I love origin stories. And I think female superhero origin stories are so rarely done that it should be in the hands of a woman as well.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, thanks so much for hanging out. This has been super fun. Enjoy Comic-Con. And if you have any great stories, please tweet them out.
I definitely will.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. And remember to rate and review us on iTunes.